Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Five things you need to know as you wake up.
So there's a horrific situation that happened this week at Phoenix Mortuary. Loved ones went to go and find the bodies of their loved ones that have been kept in the mortuary, unburied, closed off of the story for 2 years now. And obviously they've been telling the people at the mortuary, if we have another disaster, like anything, any kind of a disaster that Durban has had the last 2 years, where are they going to put those bodies if they don't free up the space in the mortuary? So it was one of these horrific stories that was trending over the weekend. If you're wondering why family members were protesting outside a mortuary in Phoenix, now you know.
Also, as you wake up this morning, you may have seen that stage 2 load shedding was suspended yesterday. Just a reminder, in Itakwini, we are still exempt up to stage 4. And the reason is, if you were looking on Twitter, it's not because the New Zealanders needed to video call their families and charge their phones. It's because we had a much improved generation capacity and a lower weekend demand. So that is why load shedding was suspended yesterday. So hold thumbs for that.
Question. When Itakwini gets involved because the nation goes to stage 4.
Yeah.
Does Itakwini also go to stage 4 or are we introduced at stage 2?
No. We are, when it's stage 4, we operate at stage 4.
Are you sure?
On stage 4. That's what Nicole said.
Yeah.
From Ward 35.
Yeah, we read that letter from Nicole.
From Ward 35.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, shoot. Even Eskom didn't tell us we were, it's only Nicole.
It's only Nicole.
So we can ask Nicole, tell us, are we stage 4, 2 or 1 when it's stage 4?
I was also looking at Eskom, and it wasn't clear.
They have changed, by the way. If you look at your stage 4, like my stage 4 in Mhlanga, it's a lot less than what stage 4 used to be. So I think they've given us a new stage 4 schedule.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, then that makes sense.
All right, next.
And then I have, so I never thought we'd be talking about this story in this manner, right? So last weekend, the English Lionesses, which is a women's football team, they won the Euros. So equivalent to one Banyana won.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and I even said on Twitter, I think Banyana should play England to see who's the champ. Like, you know,
that'd be nice.
That'd be great. I mean, we'll get smashed, but...
Okay, so then it's not fair.
Sorry, no. Banyana in town, I think. Sorry, just joking. But the story there is that Prince William, after the game, gave each of the players a hug.
Yeah.
Because they haven't won this thing since 1966.
Yeah.
But then I saw something that read that British royal rules limit members of the family to only do formal handshakes during official engagement.
Oh,
so now there's been a statement, and the former butler of Prince Charles, Grant Harold, has said the gesture was a deliberate act. So it was on him. He wanted to do that.
Off with his head.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, I mean, agree. I'm looking, the last time I checked the notes, that is definitely bad.
But did he not hug Faf in the speedo? No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No,
but he said, get down to be other.
Or is it at least a public, a quartering in public? Something.
Not William. It was Harry, wasn't
it? Wait, Harry's a beer downer.
The red head.
Yeah, but it's still the same rules.
Oh.
Yeah, quite right.
That's what I'm saying.
But Harry's not really anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, as you wake up this morning, Darren, you know what walkie talkies are?
Yes.
Sky, you know walkie talkies.
Yes.
So walkie talkies, it is the feet and the beaks of the chickens, and a very popular cultural meal in South Africa.
Yeah.
And now,
messy.
This South African favorite has been canned. I don't mean canned as in...
They've stopped
it. No, they haven't stopped it. They've put it into cans.
No.
And now it is being distributed in other African countries. And it is, excuse the pun, flying off the shelves.
No way.
Guys, walkie-talkies. No. It's making us famous.
Add them to beans or something? Or just like a can full of
walkie-talkies? No, fam. Walkie-talkies.
Cans of
canned walkie-talkies. Yeah, yes.
Don't.
Darren, don't be like that. As my mom would say, people are starving. Nope. No, Darren. Don't be rude. Don't be rude.
Okay. No, it's not my can of feet. All right. And listen, guys, for anyone who was looking for the days when Mango would return, I don't think they're going to return.
Oh, man.
So here's the deal, right? Mango hasn't operated within a year. And according to the Air Services Licensing Council, if you haven't operated for a year, then you get suspended for 2 years if you haven't operated uninterrupted for a year. So they haven't. Now they're going to be suspended for another 2 years. They're never going to be able to recoup
those
losses.
What happens to their flights? Their planes?
Mango's gonna, I think that they'll probably go into some form of liquidation. Someone will buy up those planes.
Maybe they'll have like a restaurant on a plane. That'd be cool.
I'll put that forward.
Okay.
And for dessert, mango sorbet.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.